no place like home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
It helps when I turn the microphone on. Okay, you're listening to the Housing Guru Show. A little rookie mistake on WGN.FM. I'm David Hochberg, the Housing Guru, here on WGN.FM on all WGN properties. If you have any questions about housing, credit, mortgage, short sale, bankruptcy, anything that's got to do with property, give us a call, 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. You go to our website, WGN.FM, and my company's website is townstone.com, TOWNSTONE.com, and you'll find all of our contact information there. We're having a home buying seminar, and actually we're having a credit enhancement seminar coming up on February 28th. If you want to pre-register, you can go to WGN.FM or just send me an email. We're having trouble getting the link. We have a link, but we're having trouble getting it up on the website. So send me an email, davidh@townstone.com. Or send us a text at 312-521-8600 if you're listening on your phone. You could send a text to the same number as the call-in. So the call-in number is 312-521-8600, and the text line is 312-521-8600. We have the text line up and running. We have Charles Conkas here from Restoration America. Charles, how are you, buddy? I got to turn the phone pods up. Charles, hang on. Charles, you there, brother?
I am here with you.
All right, man. It helps. I'm having a little rough go here technologically at the beginning of the show, but we should be good to go from here on out. So, Charles, what's your position over there at Restoration America?
I am one of the directors over here, and I do the housing for veterans.
Okay. And you've got an exciting project out in Briarwood, Illinois, which is 20 miles south of Joliet. You have a development going up. Are these current homes that are already built, or are you building new homes?
We are building brand new homes, and it's going to be in Braidwood, right on the I-55 and Route 113 exit, right in the village of Braidwood, with a lot of cooperation from the village of Braidwood and others down there. So we're very excited to bring that project, and we're going to feature it for veterans.
So if you have any questions, if you're a veteran out there, mother or father of a veteran or know a veteran, this is a great opportunity to get into a home. Homes are going to be as low as $110,000, Charles?
$119,000 will be some of the lows, but the thing is, they're going to have a lot of features, three bedrooms, two baths. Just going to be beautiful homes. We're going to get our veterans in. They're going to be, if they need to be, they'll be compliant with the American Disability Act. So we're, you know, making sure that the veterans can get in and live comfortably and be very close to the brand new VA clinic in Joliet with the, as the old cliche, state-of-the-art facility, because all the other VA clinics are crowded. This one is brand new and ready for business.
And you also tell me that the mayor said that they're going to put up a bus stop within the housing community there that will take the veterans with a direct shot that need VA care to the state-of-the-art VA facility in Briarwood. Is it Briarwood, or how do you pronounce the town's name?
Braidwood, B-R-A-I-D, Wood, Braidwood.
Braidwood. It's right off of I-55, 20 miles south of Joliet, brand-new construction homes. And when is that? So is the bus stop a done deal, Charles, or are you still working on it?
Well, we've got to see what the population is going to be and the need, but it's both the clinic, Pace Bus, and the mayor who has been very cooperative with us in making this possible. It all seems to be like it'll be a done deal for the bus, because there's other needs there. We have a great American Legion post there and VFW, so there's a need for veterans to move back and forth up I-55 to that brand-new clinic.
And What type of veteran is this good for? Is this good for the younger sect? Is this good for a family? Is this good for the older community? What would you say? Is it a mixed community? Who should be interested in buying in this community, Charles?
Yeah, it's a mixed community because we're going to feature ranch homes or single story ranch homes with or without basements. It's all up to the veteran, and then we're going to have the classic two story colonial type homes. So for families too, they have a little elbow room. And the other reason we chose that is we hope we get young families because it's a good school system out there, very good, and a school system that needs to expand, needs more students. So we think families will fit in very well.
And the closing cost credit that VA loans, as you know, veterans can receive up to a 4% closing cost credit on VA loans. So on a $200,000 loan, you could get $8,000, up to an $8,000 closing cost credit to cover closing costs. You could also use that money, Charles, to pay off debt, pay down debt, maybe pay off a car loan or something in order to qualify for a loan. A lot of people don't realize that that's available. And, if people are out there, why don't you talk a little bit about the closing cost credit that you're offering veterans if they buy these homes?
Well, you hit right on the head, and I think we should broadcast that over and over again, that we're willing to pay all the closing costs. We're willing to pay their attorney fees, which include all the aforementioned features that you said, pay off some debt, get better ratios. I mean, get a low-cost VA loan. That's what we're hoping for, is not only to have these houses built perfectly, but to have them be maintenance-free and try to establish a community and a cooperation of veterans from all services and all age groups.
You're an Army vet, and
yes.
Thank you for your service. And you've been referring veterans to us since we met about 10, 12 weeks ago. And what has been the response from your veterans that call in with the service and the information that they get from talking to me and my guys?
Well, that's the reason I'm calling your show today, and the reason I'm offering these homes, and I want Townstone Financial to do all 35 of the first phase of these homes we're going to have, because you have been nothing but great and treating the veterans with respect and dignity and helping them through their problems, which is, a lot of them have credit issues, and when they came back, they overspent and bought the hot little car and the Camaro, the Mustang, they had to have it, and I don't blame them.
Sure.
These are dusty boot guys. Most of them are out there, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and they need to have a relaxation. But now they want to get into a home, and what better? I can tell your audience, there is no better than to come to David and let his people handhold you through the process, because it has been just great for our U.S. veterans, and that's why we're going to continue to make sure that Townstone Financial gets referrals from us.
312-521-8600 if you have any questions for Charles about his home building project going down in Brerwood, right? I can never remember the name. Brerwood.
Braidwood,
20 miles south of Joliet. It's a brand new construction, brand new community coming from the ground up. And the best part is Charles hires nothing but veterans to build these homes. So
yeah,
you're
going to be a lot of these guys, except for some architects and such, are going to be all built by veterans, which we're really proud of.
So it's a veteran organization helping veterans find housing. We're working with this organization because it's like you said, a lot of these guys are dented. A lot of these guys have some scratches. A lot of these guys need a little hand-holding, okay? And I just did a loan for a guy in Afghanistan right now. Wife had the power of attorney. We just closed Monday. And he just sent me an email from Afghanistan thanking me up and down. You did a great job. I can't believe it. Thanks for taking this off my plate. We started it before he got on his bird to fly overseas. And then when he was there, here it is. I asked him if he's happy. More than happy, brother. I've been trying to do this thing since the divorce. He got divorced about 8 years ago. I appreciate everything you have done. I will definitely refer you to anyone looking as the mortgage payments. Stay aggressive, buddy. That's the beep that gets it done, right? So happy camper sending me emails, Charles, from Afghanistan, Okay, so that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Helping a guy. I'm working with his wife in Virginia Beach, where he's stationed out of, and it feels good when you get a, you know, listen, we didn't make a ton of money on the loan, but we helped a veteran out who's out over there fighting for our country. And, you know, what better feeling than to help a veteran out? And this is the most important thing that I want listeners to understand. These houses are being built by veterans for veterans, close to a veteran facility. If you need medical attention, 20 miles away, that's going to have a bus stop within the community that could take you directly to the veterans, the new VA hospital. Is it in Joliet or is it outside of Joliet?
It's just in Joliet, just in the border of Joliet.
So it's in Joliet, state-of-the-art facility, VA hospital. You could be within 20 miles. You could be within a 20 to 30-mile bus ride to the facility. If you want more information, Charles, about if the listeners want more information about this unbelievable opportunity, how do they get a hold of you in order to find out more about these homes?
800-237-8890. 800-237-8890. And, of course, mail@restorationamerica.org. mail@restorationamerica.org.
What's your website?
Please go to our website, restorationamerica.org, because not only do we have the new homes on here, David, we have plenty of other rehabbed homes throughout the Chicago area, from all the way from Waukegan and Zion up in that area, all the way down to Joliet and just about everything in between, whether it be Willowbrook, the city of Chicago, fine homes and condos and townhouses. And these are all with help from the banks, and they should take advantage of it. They're all priced below market. We're going to pay the closing costs. We're going to pay the attorney fees. You're going to get the loan form, and they're going to walk in with nothing out of their pocket. Hell, they're going to take a check home.
And here's the other great thing. If you're a senior, you know, at least 62, if one of the parties at least 62, you've got buildings, homes, that you would work with seniors, experienced borrowers, I don't like calling them seniors, to take reverse mortgages out against these properties, that you'll basically give them a home, put a construction loan on. When the loan's done, when the home's done, you'll then pay off the construction loan with a reverse. I'll pay off the construction loan with a reverse mortgage, and the senior owns a home, handicapped accessible, ready to go, ready to move in, and with a reverse mortgage, if they qualify for one, will have no mortgage payment for the rest of their life if they don't want to make one. And all they have to do, Charles, is cover their taxes and insurance. Now, if you know any seniors out there, listeners, that are looking to get into homes for basically no money out of their pocket, it's no money out of their pocket. Charles has a system set up. I'll be doing the mortgages. Charles will be doing the construction loan. Veterans will be working to fix up your homes, right? Now, these are homes that are already built, right, Charles? These are homes that have been beat up a little bit.
Already homes, yes.
Okay, that need a little TLC, a little perfume on the pig, as we like to call it. And if you need a handicap accessible ADA with ramps and chairlifts and whatever, they'll do all that for you. So if you want some more information about that great opportunity, I'm just trying to get people to call you, Charles, so we can get more veterans off of their rear ends, out of the basements, and into jobs that are paying them money and teaching them a skill. Because like you said, coming home, a lot of these veterans are sitting in the basement, wasting away, just playing their video games in their dark, you know, in their dark basement, trying to get reacclimated to the home life is very, very difficult. And this helps them get back with the boys, get back with the team, get back with the camaraderie of the men and women of the armed services. And you basically help them psychologically by helping them get back with a job. Explain that, would you?
We have great jobs. One, we have a lady that just does nothing in our organization but go out and find jobs for veterans, going to companies. And these companies are more than willing to train the veterans, more than willing to give them higher-paying jobs that, you know, that they could be proud of. And we have 750,000 veterans in Illinois, just in Illinois, David. And the thing is that half of them, 50% of them, are underpaid, because they're not reaching out for the higher job. And we have the training and the jobs to do that. Once they have that JOB, then you're getting them into the house. And that's why I love teaming up with you.
All right, give out your phone number. We got Rob that just called in. I got to He's a scheduled call. I want to give out your name and number one more time. Give out the website. Once again, we are pre-qualifying veterans for free. We will run veterans credit for free for the service that you've given to our country and the time and the blood, sweat, and tears, and sometimes body parts and that, you know, that you left overseas. We will pre-qualify you for free. If you go into a bank, they'll charge you $500 and they'll screw you. We won't do that to you. We'll take care of you. We'll teach you. We'll educate you. We'll get you ready to go. So how do they reach you, Charles?
800-237-8890. 800-237-8890. mail@restorationamerica.org. And please come to our website where we have jobs, where you're going to have these brand new homes featured on there in Braidwood, Illinois, and what a great opportunity is for them to gain a home, gain equity, and get in with no money out of their pocket thanks to, you know, the loan you're getting them.
Right, and your closing cost credit of 4%, which is huge.
Huge.
Which is huge. All right, well, thanks for calling, buddy. I got to jump.
Yeah, and keep the fires burning on these veterans.
Will do, buddy. Anytime we can help a veteran, an angel gets their wings. I'll talk to you later, Charles.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, buddy. Rob, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You're listening to the Housing Guru Show on WGN.FM. First time on the radio, Rob?
It is, actually.
All right, a little nervous?
No, of course.
Of course. Well, you came from us from another radio station down the dial. And had a little financial difficulty in 2010. You want to just set the stage about what you went through and how we were able to help you?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened with us is the big downturn of the technology bubble exploded. I wound up losing my job. My wife wound up losing her job. And we unfortunately had to file for bankruptcy, lost our home along the way, and then you know, after that, for the last 3.5 years, tried to build some credit back and everything. And, you know, the market was starting to look good again. And we thought, well, you know what, let's give Townstone a call and see what they can do. And your team has been exceptional from day one, was able to get a great rate. And everything just went flawlessly.
So there is life after a bankruptcy and there is life after a foreclosure. We talk about it all the time. And a lot of people think that, you know, oh my God, I had a bankruptcy. And, you know, you're a perfect example of what we talk about all the time on in my commercials that I write. And it's about getting wiped out by the economic tsunami. You know, it's not like, it's not like you woke up one day and said, you know what, I really want to lose my job, and I really want to lose everything. I really want to lose my house and file bankruptcy. And it's kind of, what did that feel like going into that? You know what I mean? I'm a man. You're a man. How much of a gut shot was that to you at the time?
You know what? It was beyond a gut shot. You're stunned. You're numb. There's a lot of things going on. In fact, to be honest with you, David, I don't even know how we managed to survive a year with pretty much no income. I mean, I was doing some subcontracting work at the time, and somehow we managed to make things, you know, meet. And then, you know, got a job, and all right, now let's start the road to recovery there, and was able to build things back, you know, to where we just actually closed a week ago on the house, and of course now we're tired because we're still trying to move in. But I mean, it's a wonderful thing. Now I also have to state that even though I've gone through this and I felt that, unfortunately, it's in the back of your head always. Right. You know that unfortunately will never go away. So there's that anxiety that will unfortunately overloom that a lot of people may never even face or go through, or people are going through it right now.
Right. You had the Chapter 7, so you did the complete blowout, which means you had all your debt eliminated. Now, a lot of people go through a Chapter 7. A lot of people go through a Chapter 13, which is a reorganization. It's 10 cents, 20 cents on the dollar. You pay off a percentage of your debt over a 3 or 5 year period of time, and then you could get into it. In addition to going through the bankruptcy, you lost your home. So the bankruptcy cost you the 2 year waiting period, but the foreclosure that you went through, you had to wait an extra year because that's just FHA rules. So, so over that 3 year period of time, what happened? So you lost your house. then what did you do? Did you move into a basement of somebody? You know, did you move in with the family member? I always talk about moving into your parents' basement. You know, what did you do from that moment, from you lost your house to getting into a position a couple of weeks ago to buy a new house? What did you do?
We actually wound up finding a place that we could actually afford and rent after I obviously got back on my feet. We had a stable income coming in. That was, of course, painful because everyone doesn't necessarily want to take a risk, you know, because, of course, at that point, you're a huge risk.
Right.
So our deposit was two times what a normal deposit for renting the place was, which was a big pill to swallow. But you know what? You take your lumps and you move on.
Sure.
At that point in time, you know, just kept paying everything, trying to build the credit back, wound up actually getting a secured credit card and just used that sparingly here and there and immediately paid it off. And surprisingly, within 3 years time frame, 3.5 years time frame, my credit score had balanced up enough where we were able to do this.
So let's talk about, you get the first secured credit card. Secured credit card, for anybody that doesn't know what a secured credit card is where you give a check to a credit card company. Credit card company sends you, and let's just say it's a $500 or $300 credit card. You send a check in for $300. The fee is $19, $20, $25, whatever it is. You get a credit card mailed to you. And Rob, you started using it and you have $750, $250, $275, depending upon what the first year's fee is for the card, because they take it out of the first month. And then you start using it. And I always like to say in all my ads, the four T's: toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, and transportation. You use it for, you know, you use it for the basics, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's not a fifth T, which is the 50-inch screen TV at Apt, right? You don't run over to the Apt boys and drop down the TV, but it's just the basics. And would you say within how many months? I usually say about 6 months, there's an explosion in your mailbox of credit card offers. How long until you started getting inundated with credit card offers after you took out the first secured credit card?
David, it was funny. And to be honest with you, this is probably the most scariest part about it, is that I hadn't even done my secured credit card yet. I mean, I was actually still getting inundated with, hey, you're pre-approved. I'm going, no, I'm not. There's no way. Why are companies trying to send me this when, oh, gee, all I'm going to do is I'm going to try to apply. You're going to ding my score even more, and I'm not going to get it. So, yeah, I was getting stuff left and right and pretty much just ignored it, threw it out, managed to, as you said as well, got the secured credit card and just used that and pretty much ignored everything else and just was using that.
And built yourself back. You had rent checks. You had everything else. And I always tell people, I was like, oh, they're never going to rent to me. I had a foreclosure. They're never going to rent to me. I had a short sale. Guess what? If you use the money to walk up to a landlord and say, like you're a landlord, double the security deposit. Or some landlords will say, you know, listen, if you run my credit's going to be absolutely horrendous. It's going to be in the low 500s, high 400s. Here's 6 months of rent. I hadn't paid my mortgage in 6 months. Here's 6 months of rent in advance. You know, take it and I'll start paying the seventh month now, so I'll live 6 months free at the end of it. And there's just creative ways to get into these things, like you got tagged, Rob, with the double security deposit, which I'm sure you're like, hey, whatever it is, I need a place to put my family. And the last thing that you were worrying about was a security deposit. It didn't feel good, but at least you had a roof over your head.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 312-521-8600 phone line. 312-521-8600 is the text line. So we hooked you up with our real estate team, Kathy Pincus. You were going to try to buy in Yorkville. Then you found another place to buy, and Kathy kicked you over to another realtor that helped you out. And you bought a home worth $202,000. What was that like, signing those documents? And it says here you got a huge credit from James, our loan officer, our good guy that did your loan, and you only had to come to the credit in addition to your 3.5% down with $61 out of your pocket. I mean, what was that closing like, to be sitting there signing all those closing papers, knowing that in about 45 minutes to an hour after all this stuff is done, you and your wife and family are going to own another home?
Well, it was It was a huge relief when we actually found the home. I mean, it was really kind of a shock. It was just pure luck that I guess it was still out there on the market. But during the whole process, I pretty much knew how much money we were going to need to close. So we were already stockpiling as much as humanly possible. And to just go into a quick little story here, James has been phenomenal. He's a great guy. I'm glad he's on your team. And he wound up, I think it was over the weekend, he worded an email to Katie, my wife, and I, in such a way that I had to read it, I kid you not, David, like about 5 to 6 times before it actually sunk in that pretty much he was actually, I got to be honest, he was upset. He wanted to have it to be $6 to close. as shocking as it is. So his email said, pretty much all you have to do is bring a Hamilton to close.
Right.
And so I get this text message from my wife saying, I've got the close. And she sends a picture of a Hamilton. I'm going, what's going on? And she's like, just read your email. And that's, of course, when I had to read it 5 to 6 times. And then a few expletives, of course, went through my mind and right. probably out of my mouth going, how can that be? How can that be? So it was amazing. It was a great feeling because that's just helping us, settle in even more, knowing that, you know, we had a little extra.
Sure.
But it was a great feeling. I feel that the team was excellent all the way around the horn.
Well, you know, if your wife is like my wife, God forbid, you know, you keep any of that money in your pocket. The, I'm sure Bed Bath & Beyond got a nice little slug of your money. And, my wife literally had to go back 4 times to match the yellow in the floor mat with the yellow in the kid's shower curtain. While I'm downstairs putting the TV together, right, and getting my remote control set up, she's going back and forth to Bed Bath & Beyond 3-4 times to make sure that the yellow matches up. And she's like, what do you think? I'm like, I think that you're wasting my time asking me such a stupid question that I really don't give a crap about what color yellow you're getting for the kids' bathroom. So that's, you know, she just can't help herself, man. I'm sure, you know, you and my wife would get along just splendidly because
– you know, David, I mean, to agree with you there, but on the flip side – because we've been through what we have, we've learned our lessons.
Right.
And we're doing things a lot more differently this time through.
Well, that's fantastic. So listen, for other people out there, you're the poster child of getting knocked down, run over, flattened, like those cartoons, and then somebody brings out like an air pump and sticks it in your ear and pumps you back up. It took you 3 years to get pumped. You know, in the cartoons, you get pumped up in 15, 20 seconds, but In real life, it takes 2-3 years to get back. You did it, and you're back. You own a home, and, you know, my hat's off to you, man. I salute you. And for other people out there that are listening, in your own words, what would you tell them about not giving up and working with us to make sure that they get back into a home?
I would definitely say, you know, get a plan, follow that plan, and definitely call the Townstone guys because they definitely will go above and beyond and do the right things for you and get you back up on your feet and hopefully into the home of your dreams.
Well, thanks, bud. Enjoy your weekend. Send my best to your wife. Thank you for the opportunity to work with you, and I'm glad everything worked out, my friend.
David, thank you. And believe me, I am I'm a huge advocate trying to tell everyone that I know to give you guys a call.
Well, thanks. Enjoy that new house, and we'll talk soon, brother.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Go to WGN.FM. That was on me. WGN.FM for podcast. WGN.FM for video questions, video answers to your questions. Send all the emails to thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. On Thursday at 2 o'clock, Body by Block show by world-renowned plastic surgeon Stephen Block. Dr. Stephen Block out of Highland Park will be on, and we're going to do a show on plastic surgery. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. A little funk, huh? Way to bring it back, Brian. I like this. It's good stuff. Mr. Jones on the music selection. Very nice. This is David Hochberg, the Housing Guru, WGN Radio. WGN.FM. WGN.FM, I should say. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Website, WGN.FM. Home buying seminar. August 28th, Thursday, Victoria Banquets in Schiller Park, centrally located off of all the major expressways right by O'Hare. It is free. The best four-letter word in the English language that starts with an F. Yes, I know, Brian, you're thinking of a different one, but it is free. Young boy with a very dirty mind. But go to WGN.FM to register. It's free. We had 300 people at the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen in April, hoping to double that. It's a great facility. Victoria Banquets in Schiller Park. Victoria Banquets Beaujolais. It's seats 700. They're going to have a cash bar. They're going to have food there. They're going to sell food. So if you're running late and think you're going to have to skip a meal, don't worry about it. It's a banquet hall, for God's sakes. That's what they do for a living. They make food and serve food. So they're going to be serving snacks and sandwiches. Have a coffee bar set up, complimentary coffee bar and water for those that don't want to partake in the cash bar. But, you know, you can get a beverage, a frosty beverage, a sandwich, and learn all about credit. Who should come to this thing? Anybody that just went through what Tom went through, that just called in and that we talked to about, I mean, Rob, about his mortgage, you should attend. If you just went through a bankruptcy, you just went through a foreclosure, you just went through a short sale, you should attend, because there are certain things you should be doing to get yourself regulated, realigned, calibrated, regulated, that's the wrong word, calibrated, realigned to get your credit back. You think you could do it yourself, you can't. We told Rob what to do, and he bought a home 3 years later. If Rob did it by himself, he'd be sleeping in the same rental unit that he's been sleeping in for the past 3 years and not in his new brand new house that we helped him get. So go to WGN.FM. Early registration is open. We're going to drop the bomb on the 18th and run nothing but promos for 2 weeks prior to the event. And first come, first serve. Once we hit our limit, we're done. So I'd love to fill up early so I don't have to waste my commercials running promos. So if you want information, WGN.FM, WGN.FM. You send me an email to thehousingguru@wgnradio.com, thehousingguru@wgnradio.com. Phone lines open, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Text line is open, 312-521-8600, same number for you to call, 312-521-8600. Website, WGN.FM. Earlier in the show, we had Charles Conkus of Restoration America call in about a new housing complex, new housing development that he's building with Veteran Power in Braidwood, Illinois, which is 20 miles south of Joliet off of I-55 at exit 113. I think it's Route 113 or exit 113. It's veteran labor. It's Veteran Power. If you're a veteran that qualifies for a VA loan, I will help you secure one, and Charles will give you a 4% closing cost credit for veterans only. There's going to be a facility, a bus stop placed in the community that will take you to the state-of-the-art VA hospital if you need the services of the VA hospital in Joliet. So you're going to be able to take that bus right outside your front door up to the facility. They're going to be building 35 homes in phase one. And once the phase one gets going and it's complete, we're going to start phase two, phase three, phase four. We're going to provide housing for veterans. Start at 119, go up to about 150, 160. Give Charles Conkus at Restoration America a call. Drop him an email. His email address is mail@restorationamerica.org. mail@restorationamerica.org. Irish Schwartz, Student Loan Advisors. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Irish Schwartz is a partner of mine in the Student Loan Advisory company called Student Loan Advisors. Our website is lowermyslp.com, which is three W's, lowermyslp.com. And up until last week, this is important, listeners, so listen up, or else I wouldn't be talking about it and I wouldn't be on. We could only refinance and help you consolidate your federally backed student loans. We help you do that by processing your loan for you. Up until this last week, we were now able to only do federally backed loans. Now we're able to do private loans, which is gigantic. This is a game changer for parents out there, game changer for people that have got huge amounts of private loans. We might have an avenue for you to refinance those down into lower rates. Ira, why don't you explain a little bit about, it's like qualifying for a loan, listeners. You need good credit, you need good income. 312-521-8600 if you have any questions about student loans, credit, mortgages, the credit enhancement seminar, buying a home after a foreclosure or bankruptcy like our boy Rick did earlier in the show. 312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the text line. Ira Schwartz from Student Loan Advisors, lowermyslp.com is the website. So, Ira, walk us through what we learned last week and yesterday at lunch about helping private student loan holders possibly refinance their loans.
Right. So like you already mentioned, I mean, up until yesterday, really, we were able to help people with their federally backed student loans by consolidating their loans through government programs that are offered by the Department of Ed. Up until yesterday, really, there was no outlet for the private student loans. So now what we can do with the private student loans is not consolidate them, but we actually can refinance them, kind of like refinancing a mortgage. We can refinance people's private student loans, assuming they qualify. There are some parameters to qualify for this refinance, such as credit, income, and you know, your overall debt ratio with your student loans to your adjusted gross income. So it's a little bit different than the federal student loans, which get consolidated. These actually get refinanced into better interest rates, which would lower your lower the payments. Now, once again, I mean, all I can really say about this is, I don't care if it's federal, if it's private, student loans are a big piece of somebody's financial puzzle. So anytime you can get into a lower payment, not only does it help you with the student loan situation, but it may help you with mortgage situations, car situations, just your overall credit profile. So it's very exciting because people, I mean, I get calls all day long, not only, from people that have federal student loans, but people that have, private student loans. And, up until yesterday, there really wasn't much for me to tell them as far as an outlet to help them refinance them. And, now there is. Doesn't mean everybody's going to qualify, but what it does mean is everybody should, give me a call for the free consultation. You can reach me at 855-267-4620 or go to www.lowermyslp.com. You can submit a quick application. It'll come right to my email, give you a call back within 24 hours, and really just give you some options about what's available out there in today's student loan market.
Phone lines are open, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Text line is open, same number, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Text us your questions about housing, your mortgage, your student loans. I'm going to be on with Stephen Cochran tomorrow morning talking about student loans, about this very topic at 6:10. So stay tuned. Tune in there. Tune in to Steve's show to hear me talk about this as well. And the great point about this is the company that rolled this out to us, Ira, their major focus was minimum credit scores of around 700. Okay. So they want high quality borrowers, which is very, very important. The other good thing is that they will refinance not only private loans, but they will refinance also federal loans. So we've got access to now both federal and private. So if it makes sense to lump them all together, Ira, in a private loan, we go private. If it makes sense to keep the private alone and just do one refinance of the private loans and go a different direction with the public with the federal loans, that's the direction we go in. It just opens it up to a lot more opportunities for the listeners out there to save a ton of money, because what the two gentlemen that we met with yesterday were saying was there is no way that this economy is going to ever get back to where it needs to be with this overhang. And I've been saying that forever. You've been saying that forever. And these guys actually sell student loan bundles to the secondary market to investors. And what was that response? What was your thought when they said, we're never getting out of this unless people come to grips with this and really start to look at consolidating these things? Because if they don't, they're just done.
I mean, right now, I mean, there's no outlet for, you know, for this stuff. Once you get behind and you get into a bad situation, I mean, you know, in the mortgage world, unfortunately, worst case scenario, and it is worst case scenario, but, you know, if you lost your home to foreclosure 3, 4, 5 years later, if you rebuild your credit, you know, there's a chance again. You can get into another house. There's avenues to rebuild your credit. You know, credit cards, if you get into bad situations, you know, there's an avenue. If you have to go bankruptcy, the bankruptcy route, you can rebuild your credit. Problem with the student loans is it lingers. There is no real out once you get into a bad situation. You can't include them in a bankruptcy. They'll start to garnish your wages. They'll tax offset for your tax refund, and it hinders you. It hinders your ability to either buy a home, first-time home buyer, refinance your home. It hinders your overall credit. So by having, you know, outlets now, one outlet on the federal side and now another outlet on the private side, it's a way to take advantage of programs that are available and get ahead of the curve. You know, the one thing I would like to tell listeners is it's always best to be proactive and try to take charge of the situation rather than wait to be in a bad situation than to get out of it. So that's what I tell people all the time when they call. The best thing to do is to give me a call at 855-267-4620, give you a quick 10-minute free consultation, let you know what your current situation is, and then more importantly, what your options are. What are the options that are available to help you get in a better situation so you can take control of your student loan situation? And that's what we do. That's what we do all day long.
312-521-8600, 312-521-8600, website WGN.FM. You can sign up for the free student, not for the free student loan. You can sign up for the free credit enhancement seminar on August 28th. It's a Thursday from 7 o'clock at night to 9 o'clock at night at Victoria Banquets, Beaujolais in Schiller Park, centrally located off of 3 or 4 major expressways by O'Hare, on the Rosemont side of O'Hare off of the Irving Park exit somewhere in there. There's Schiller Park, and there's a beautiful facility that will be hosting the event. Ira will be there with the student loan advisors table, answering people's questions about student loans. And one last thing before we cut you loose here, the cost to call for a free consultation and the time involved for the call for the free consultation is, how long does a free consultation usually take, Ira?
Yeah, quick, 5-10 minutes. It's the free consultation is well worth the money. It's free.
That's what I don't understand.
It's a 5-10 minute call. We go over your current situation. I can't tell you how many people that, you know, once we start to look up their current situation, you know, they don't necessarily even know exactly what they owe or what their situation is, for various reasons, not all of which are their fault, but it gets very confusing sometimes with the servicer. So, you know, I can't tell you how many people we talk to that once we start looking up their current situation, you know, they're not even really aware that they owe this amount or they have these many loans or their servicers are such and such. So really, you know, the first thing we do is we go over their current situation, get some information regarding their income, run some numbers, and we tell them, okay, this is what it is. These are your options, A, B, and C. If we take A, this is what your payment will be. B will be this. C will be that. And then, you know, if they want us to go ahead and submit their consolidation to the Department of Ed on their behalf, then we go ahead and we do it. But the consultation is, is free. And, you know, we do charge a small processing fee to do it. And, yes, you can do it for free. But, you know, sometimes cheap is expensive and expensive is cheap. So, you know, the way we build our business is by building referrals. So we have a vested interest in the customer. We want to do a good job so that they refer friends and family. If they try to do it themselves, which they certainly can, if they're dealing with the servicer really does not have a vested interest. And I cannot tell you how many conference calls I've been on with the servicer and the borrower that the servicers, for lack of a better word, do not really know exactly what they're doing either. They are inundated with consolidations and mistakes happen, and that's what we do. We submit it. We track it. We make sure it gets done the way that it was submitted and the way that it needs to be done.
How about the lady and from yesterday? How about the father that called me with the 450 credit score, whose daughter had over $100,000 in student loans, and he had to get his father to co-sign, the grandfather to co-sign, because the father was such a credit disaster. He didn't qualify for any type of loans because he got wiped out with the economic tsunami. And, you know, you talk about that lady, you know, from yesterday. This came in at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. I'm sitting at my desk. Hey, David, I was at the first credit seminar out at COD, and I'm finally ready to do it. And how do we get it done? Walk us through what happens from there. $100,000 in student loans. The girl's making $40,000 a year, and the grandfather co-signed for the loans.
Right. So, yeah, what happened was we looked up her loans. We gave her, we went over her current situation and then we went over the options that, you know, that are available for her to take advantage of via these government programs. I mean, that's the whole thing. The government knows that people are struggling to pay back their student loans. That's why they have these programs. However, they do not go out to the masses and let the masses know that these programs are available. They make them available, but they do not advertise it to the masses. That's what we do. We advertise it to the masses. But not only do we advertise it to the masses, we actually walk them through and educate them as to the programs and help them get into the program. So, hey, this lady with $100,000 worth of student loans and a $40,000 income, she's able to take advantage of some of the income programs that are available and get her payment based on her income, not on a loan amount, rate, and a term. And, you know, you take a person like that from paying, $900 to having a payment, under $200.
That's a game changer,
difference,
man.
It's the difference between being able to, most people want to make their payment if they can. So it's the difference from keeping somebody current versus having that person go into default. Most people don't want to intentionally get into a default situation, but if the options aren't available, you can't squeeze, you can't squeeze water out of a rock.
Right.
If you don't have the money to pay, that's what happens. So the government knows people have issues. They have these programs. It allows people to avoid the possibility of going into default. And if you can do that, by all means, you need to do that, because once you're in that default status, it's very, very difficult. So, yeah, that was a potential game changer for her. You're taking somebody from $900 down to under $200 and keeping them from going into a default situation.
All right, give out your phone number and your email address. I got to jump, bud.
Yeah. Give me a call, 855-267-4620. Or you can go to www.lowermyslp.com. Fill out a quick application, hit submit, comes directly to my email, and I'll give you a call within 24 hours, and we'll go over your current situation and go over options available.
All right, bud. Thanks for calling in, and get back to helping people. I'll talk to you later.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Ira Schwartz, Student Loan Advisors, company I own a piece of. For full disclosure, we're helping people one student loan at a time. So now we're able to help student loan holders with private student loans. So if you have a private student loan and you don't know what to do with high interest rates and you have good credit with a job making decent income, Parent Plus loans, we could help you, okay? A lot of the Parent Plus loans don't qualify for the federal loans because you make too much money. Under this program, it doesn't matter. They want you to make more money. They want you to have good credit, and they'll give you lower rates. They'll enable you to pay it off faster. So if you want more information, give us a call, 312-896-2111. That's my phone number at the office for mortgages, credit, student loans. We'll get you in the right direction for the student loans. We'll get you over to Ira. Lower My SLP is Ira's phone number. We're here to help you. Student Loan Advisors, lowermyslp.com. Townstone Financial is the mortgage company that I own. Body by Block show is on coming up Thursday at 2:00. When we're talking to Dr. Block, one of his assistants called me during the show, so I have to go over and talk with her to tighten up what we're going to be talking about. But we're here to help you. Credit Enhancement Seminar, August 28th, Thursday night from 7 to 9. Hope you could attend. Go to WGN.FM for more information. I appreciate you spending your Tuesday afternoon with me, and we'll be back next Tuesday.